Hello, welcome to the Monday, January 6th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Last week, Yahoo, of all places, did serve malware in the form of malicious ads. Now, this is not the first time that we have seen malicious ads. I think Yahoo is probably the highest profile victim where we have seen them, even though sometimes also links in Google Ads, for example, may lead to malware. But here it was the actual content in the ad itself was already redirecting the user automatically to the malicious content. So without having to click on anything, the user was then redirected to a Magnitude exploit kit, which then attempted to install various malware, including SUSE and other banking malware. According to Fox IT, who report about this first, they saw 300,000 requests per hour for the malware kit, for the exploit kit, and then another 27,000 per hour, so about 10% for the actual malware, which kind of indicates that about 10% of the users exposed to the exploit kit were vulnerable and were infected. According to Fox IT, it took about 4 or 5 days to shut off the malicious ad. They started on December 30th and ended, according to Fox IT, on January 3rd. However, of course, there may be many ad IDs and such involved that may have taken Yahoo a while to identify them all. Also, not every user to Yahoo was exposed to the malicious ads, as any ads, of course, they're rotated, so many users didn't see any effect and were not infected. So it's not that just by visiting Yahoo you are now infected. And then we got a diary by Tom about using syslog with Windows. Actually, one little part here of this diary I want to focus on. It's not directly syslog related, but it's AppLocker. AppLocker is a tool that Microsoft distributes for free that is able to limit what applications you run on a system. The way it sort of runs is it first catalogs all the applications in your environment, and then you can set it in enforce mode and will now stop all new applications. It's a fairly simple tool, but really whitelisting is one of the things you have to do at this point, in my opinion. And rather than buying an expensive solution, this tool is free and probably does 80-90% of what many whitelisting solutions do for you. And then as a follow-up to a story from last week we talked about Snapchat and how its user database essentially was stolen by brute-forcing phone numbers. Well, maybe too late now, but there is now a new version of Snapchat available that will allow you to not participate in that service. So they decided not really to fix this particular API, but instead they allow users to opt out of it. Of course, at this point, this may be a moot point and it's kind of too late. And then we got an interesting web application vulnerability to talk about in Pinterest and other websites that are built with the Django framework under Ruby's on Rails. Well, it turns out that Django offers an option to store the entire session in a cookie. In itself, this may not necessarily be a problem. The cookie is nicely digitally signed, so the user can't manipulate it, but the session does not expire, in part because it's stored on the client side. Now, there could still be an expiration date here that it could have added that would have fixed this part of the problem, but it didn't do so. So as a result, you essentially can't log out of sites like Pinterest, and Instagram is another site where this vulnerability was found. To make things worse, these sites transmit this cookie over HTTP, not HTTPS, leading to these ever so popular sitejacking attacks that actually most large websites like Facebook and such have gotten rid of over the years by eliminating cookies being sent over HTTP. So if you're running Django, make sure that you do not store the session data in a cookie. It's never a good idea to leave this data on the client. There may be a few cases where you absolutely have to do it in some load balancing scenarios or such. But then in addition to signing the data, also make sure that you, for example, add a timestamp to it or something that allows you to make sure the data is not being reused. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.